Well, gee whiz, something's going on here. What is going on with this screen? I'm small. Now I'm large. Hey, welcome to my world. And how's your world going this week? Has it been as crazy as mine is? It's been crazy. And I've been busy. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's been something else. So we have a lot of people coming in as guests. And I'm going to have to put our guest on hold for a minute because we got a lot to do to begin with. And if we don't get to it, we won't finish up on time, right? Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to my world right here on the Trim Radio Network. And that's better known as trimradio.com. And before we get started, we always have to do a disclaimer. So, nothing in the show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out. No, by the way, did you bring your favorite beverage and snacks? Are you going to chill out? Did you tell the friends about the show? Hey, have them join us every Wednesday because we are live right here on the Trim Radio Network. Wow, before we get going here, I have to tell you something. This past Sunday, and people always know that I do a concert, and the concert is usually during Christmas or during the summer. And as it turns out, well, guess what? We did one this past weekend. We had a full house at the Tip Center. I mean, it was packed. We had extra seats being brought in. I mean, it was busy. It was packed. It was something else. So anyhow, guys, it was a good time, and we're going to do another one. And the next one's going to be this Sunday at the, I believe it's the Piqua Baptist Church on West High Street. And they have a large auditorium there. And so we'll hopefully have another packed house. Great music, too. Wow. What else is going on? We have to do a few things. Shout outs. And, if we don't do the shout outs, the boss gets a little anxious, he gets a little upset. And so we have to do that. So anyhow, guys, we're going to go ahead and do that. Because if we don't, we're in trouble, right? We want to stay out of trouble. What's going on? Let's see what we've got going on. Oh, a whole bunch of stuff. Hey, the Trim Radio Network and the leadership, we have a whole new page set up here. I can't believe it. Bigger pictures. Oh my goodness, what's going on here? It's Michael Bejas, he's the founder and CEO. We have Raskala Stefan, he's the chief operating officer and overall computer guru. Very good guy. Also, I don't know who this guy is. I guess I'm the chief relationship officer. I don't know what I do. Maybe I'm supposed to be nice to people. I don't know. But anyhow, that's what's going on. And then we have Victoria Smith. Yes. And I'll tell you what, Victoria is the brains behind the marketing and everything else about the shows that we have on the Trim Radio Network. She's fantastic. So that's the Fab Four. I wish I could break that down so we're all on the same page so you could see it. But for some reason, things are changing. And I don't know who's changing them. Maybe it's Michael. Maybe it's Raskala. Maybe it's Victoria. It's not me. But anyhow, things are changing there. So you can tell the Fab Four. Anyhow, that's the Trim Radio Network. Now, here's another thing. Our shows. We have Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. This Sunday is going to be an encore edition because I'm playing a concert on Sunday. At the same time, we're supposed to do the radio show. So anyhow, Money and Change will be an encore edition, 7 p.m. Life Walk with Christ God, and that's with Michael Bejas. And that's at 7 p.m. every Wednesday night, just before our show. And then My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Check us out. We've also got Victoria Smith, Natural Marketer Podcast, every Thursday. We have Offsides, College Football Top 25. We have the Positude Podcast. We have Adventure Awaits Around the Bend on Saturday, and Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck on Saturday. So we have Adventure Awaits Around the Bend about 1 p.m. on Saturday, and then Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck is at 1:30 p.m. So you want to check those out. Also, we have Rascalis Red Pill Reality Show, and that's every Saturday night from 9 p.m. to midnight. Yes. Check it out. I've been on that show a few times, and he does an excellent job. And he has a bunch of different guests coming in, and he talks about a whole bunch of topics. I mean, Rascala is something else. So check him out. We've also got some more stuff coming. Yeah, we do. And that's coming up. We have a guest tonight, and hopefully I can get her back on the stage here, because I'll tell you what. She's got a show coming up on Fridays, and you got to check her out. Also, we've got somebody by the name of, it escapes me right now, but we've had him on before. He's going to be doing a show called Revelation, and there's another one, the third show, that's going to fill out this page, and that'll be coming too. Oh, yeah, we're starting to expand. So you want to check us out, okay? Now, how can you support us? All you have to do is this. All you have to do is either donate, advertise, or buy the merch, as Michael often says. Buy the merch, the merchandise, which means we have T-shirts, we have mugs, we have money and change shirts, we have mugs, insulated mugs. Oh, those are good mugs. And we have the ceramic mugs. We've got different types of polo shirts. We've got other types of T-shirts. We've got all kinds of stuff. Oh my God, they've added a third page. Woo! Am I going to get through with this or not? We've got hats. We've got all kinds of stuff. Beanies. Oh, and if you have AirPods, guess what? We have the rubber case you can put them in, okay, to protect them. We've got that. What's on third page? Let's see what we've got. Well, third page is not moving. What's going on here? Well, third page is there, but it's just not, it's not connecting. Oh, there it is. Oh, we've got the tank tops, and we've got the short unisex T-shirts too. Okay, we cut the bull and serve the truth. Trim Radio Network, okay? So check it out. Hey, we also have, guess what? Our Facebook page. And I'll tell you what, we have that. It's right now, it's a private group. I'm going to make it public here. It's started out as a test page, and I have a lot of different people on the test page. So just like our Money and Change page, we'll post some videos here too, so you can check us out on Facebook. Wow, what else is going on? Oh, yeah. How about, let's see if I can talk about the University of Findlay. You know, I always talk about them, and can't talk enough about them. They had a really good football season this year, and they only lost two games. And that was great because they were in the regional playoffs and they were the second seed in the whole bunch. They did a good job this year. Also, basketball is starting. It's an NCAA Division II school, and they have really good basketball. They're rated 19th in the country preseason poll. And so far, they are undefeated in basketball. Now, that's my favorite time of season. I like to go up there for basketball games. Why? Because they play really good basketball. I mean, really good. The girls' team is good. The guys' team are good. You go up there, you have a whole afternoon of basketball. From the girls starting at noon to the guys starting at about 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. It's great. It's great time. It really is. Nice gymnasium, nice people, nice campus. So, you know, you have to check them out if you like basketball, because that's a season. They have other sports too, But I'll tell you what, check them out. The University of Findlay, it's www.findlay.edu. And if you take a look at them, I'll tell you what, it's a 12-to-1 student to faculty ratio. It's 4,700 students. We have 40 states. We're not in 40 states. We have 40 states where people send their students there from 40 states. We have 41 countries are represented too. Imagine that, 41 countries also. I'll tell you what, when I went to school there, I had friends from Jordan. I had friends from, basically Kenya and other countries, Spain, South America, all kinds of people. And it's a very good, very, very good school. But dig this, it's one of Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges, Money Magazine. Best Miss Western Colleges in 2025, Princeton Review. And we have the best colleges in America on 2024. So you have to check them out. And just what is it about students? Check this out.
I chose the University of Findlay and also the College of Pharmacy here because I would say that from the first days in the camps here, that really helped me decide that I wanted to see my major all the way to even registration days and now the first days of classes. You can really see how much care each of the people at the university are putting into each student and how much they care for the success of each of us, from our professors all the way to the top of the university and those in leadership positions throughout the colleges and the university. It's also nice to be able to just have classmates who really care for you and are there to help, you know, study and find groups. And especially because we are all freshmen and very few of us have people here that we're coming to campus with, it's nice to know that people here are going to be really receptive to you. And it's really nice to be able to find people that have the same interests as you. Wherever I go, there's going to be a spot for me to study. There's going to be a spot for me to set down my things and just have time to myself. But then there's also going to be ample time to be able to talk to my classmates and talk to my friends. And that's been a really nice aspect here at the university. As I started my college career, I would say that I am definitely even more excited to be here at the university. I'm really excited to be choosing pharmacy, and I'm really excited for these next 6 years to happen and to hopefully graduate in 2031.
Hey, University of Findlay, check them out. Whoa, what else is coming on? Ah, I've got to get back to the guest. I can't get into anything else. I know. Hit the button. Hit the right button. Oh, my goodness. Wow, we've got to get Dora on tonight, and I hope she gets back in here. She was here briefly, and I have to get her back in. What is going on? I got to find Dora. Where is Dora? Let's see if I can get Dora in here. I don't know. I had her, and she was here. And then she zapped out. So let's see what I can
do.
Oh, no, I
don't. Direction.
I don't need that. Is that Dora? Let's
Hello.
See. Hello. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Hang on just a second here. I hit the wrong button. I always do that. You know that?
Well, I think I messed you up in the beginning. It's all a learning curve, you know, especially when you get older.
It's a big learning curve. I want to tell you something.
Phone tonight because I couldn't get my laptop to come up.
Well, hey, we're a little bit laid back here, you know, but I was just going over some stuff about the University of Findlay, and I noticed all of a sudden you zapped off, and so I was going to try to get you a new link so you could get back on, but you're good. And I'll tell you what, everybody... We have a new show coming up.
Yes, and we do.
Yeah, we do. And you're excited. I know you're excited. What's the name of the show?
It's called Let's Talk About It with Dora Sherry. And we're going to talk about it, Stu. We're going to talk about everything. From I've been booking guests. Oh, I'm so excited about my lineup. You want to hear a couple of them?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. I just got off the phone recently with world champion China Smith. Sarasota's people's champion. Mm-hmm. They called him. And Stu, he's not just a champion in the ring. He's a champion outside of it. He has a program, and I'm embarrassed. I can't think, I remember the name of it. But he has a program in Sarasota where he mentors kids with his boxing and things. He's a great man of God. He's very inspirational. He's a personal friend of mine. I can't wait to interview him and have everyone meet him. I have another friend is a fellow author. His name is Randall Daniels. He just got the World Civil Tree Award for his work in anti-violence. And he's from Cincinnati. He has a character like Smokey the Bear. It's his Smokey the Bear. He's called Bobo, the boxing kangaroo. And he is Randall Daniels' companion. They go everywhere to all the schools, educating children about bullying and violence. And one of the beautiful things about Randall Daniels, excuse me, Stu, every time we book something, I get a cold.
Guess what? I have my I have my liquid stuff here too, and it's going.
Yeah. So anyway, this guy Randall Daniels grew up. He lost his mother at 7 years old, and her maiden name was Bobo. So that's why he named his sidekick Bobo in honor of his mother. And he grew up with a difficulty in reading. And as he became a teenager, he wanted to be a rapper. So he had to learn how to read music. And he also has a series of books that are used in the Cincinnati school system now. And he teaches there too, after class, after school classes about bullying. But his books now are being used in Cincinnati school systems to teach children how to read. How's that for overcoming a difficulty, huh? Growing up not being able to read.
Especially in Cincinnati, they need a lot of help down there.
But oh, my God.
You mentioned he's an author. Well, you're an author, too.
I am. Who would have thought it? I never would have, Stu. I never set out to be one, but. Yeah, I have a story. It's the first story called A Mother's Worst Nightmare about the death of my son and my battle with opioid addiction. I'm celebrating 6 years recovery, December the 28th. Yay!
Yay!
No more opioid addiction. But I have the first story in the book called The Path of Awakening. And that started me wanting to do a healing journey. Which it is called The Path of Awakening, a journey of healing. But anyway, it started me on wanting to go through my entire life, and I wrote Reflections of an Angel. It starts with the death of my 18-year-old son in 1990, and it ends with a love letter I wrote to him that he never got to read. I wrote it right before he died, and he's my angel, my guardian angel. Everyone on Facebook knows Michael in number 44. That's his number, Stu, so you'll see it now everywhere. You're going to see 4444. I got gas the other day, and I was thinking about him, and it was cold. Oh, it was cold. So I just hit that little clicker thing and got back in my car, and I heard click. So I got out, and guess what my amount was? $44.44. And that's his number. He loved that number his entire life. So. Yeah.
Oh boy, I'll tell you what. I've got something. Have you ever heard of Porch Pirates?
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is. What is that? Please explain.
Oh, you have to watch this one. I saw this one today. You know, people always get their comeuppance.
Mm-hmm.
They do something and somebody gets even. And I saw this about porch pirates. I never knew what a porch pirate was until I saw these videos. And yeah. It's like, if you get something from Amazon and they put it on your porch.
Oh, yeah.
They want to do a 10-finger discount, if you know what I mean. They want to steal that package. Well, they end up with a surprise in the package.
oh, when it blows up, they get covered with colors and things.
All kinds of stuff. Now I'll tell you what. Let's take a little break and let's see if I can get back to these, because I had these queued, and let's just see if I can do that. Let's see here. See if we can do that.
Come on, you can do it, Stu.
Oh, I know,
but the little engine. I think I can.
I know, but I hit the wrong button.
Well,
oh, here's the porch pirate. Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Now, watch this lady come up and try to steal these packages and see what happens.
Oh, my God.
It's a bluey.
Now, don't do this at home. I'm going to say, just don't do this. You know, some of it can be very, very dangerous, okay?
You know,
I've heard of doing other things, like putting things in there that's very smelly, and they get in their car, and
yeah,
the pot opens up. Well, you know, but this is different. This is like Christmas stuff. Watch this one.
Funny. Well deserved too. Very well deserved. I'm sorry, but well deserved. And the thief gets mad, huh? That they did it too. They get mad at him for doing it.
Well, it's multicolored right there.
Wow.
Well, and that's always commercials. They always sneak commercials in here, and I hate those commercials.
Yeah.
Oh! I'm gonna come outside right now. I'm standing here, and I want you to remove these people immediately. They should not be filming me. Stop.
I'll
just borrow it.
Oh, no. Porch pirates.
Porch pirates.
Porch pirates.
Are you kidding me?
The funny thing, like I said, is some of them get mad. Oh my goodness.
Oh my.
Wow.
God. Well, anyhow, I was looking at several of them, and I couldn't play them. You know why?
Why?
Well, the language was a little bit.
Oh, yeah. And,
you know, I can't do that on this show.
Yeah.
There's no way I can do crazy stuff like that. I can't censor things.
Yeah. And we have to be very careful what we put out there. You know,
we have to behave.
Yeah.
And if we don't behave, we're in trouble. So let me see here. I want to stop sharing this. Okay, there we are. We're back to it. So those are porch pirates.
That's hilarious.
I haven't seen. There was one that had a little person, a midget, and he was going to steal a box. And he opened it up, and it was red paint all over his face. He's trying to explain to the cop, because the owner called the cops, and he's just saying, "I was sitting on the box, and it exploded."
What did you going to say? He was going to say it wasn't me.
Yeah, right. That's common, you know. I didn't know the box was broken, I guess, you know. So anyhow, that was going on. I thought you'd get a kick out of that one.
Yeah.
You gotta have a little fun, you know. I have a little fun on the show, you know. I always, sometimes I do comedy music and all kinds of stuff. I just like to have a little bit of fun. Wednesday night on this show is sit back, relax, have your favorite beverage, eat your snacks, and chill out. And
I have my cup from North Park. What is it? North Star Coffee Station. You see it?
I think that's an advertisement, isn't it?
Well, it's a reward, actually. I did an author's group there one night, and I got my mug, and it's my favorite. So, yeah, we'll do a shameless little plug, can we? Too late if we can.
And speaking of plugs, what's the name of your show again?
Let's Talk About It with Dora Sherry.
We're talking about it right now.
Yeah. So,
when is it going to be on the air with the Trim Radio Network?
It will be on Tuesday evenings at prime time, 8 o'clock. And we will have a lot of humor on this show, too. Trust me, you can't go anywhere with me without some kind of humor. I find it in everything.
They have some humor.
Oh, you got to. My sister says, you know, we're going to crack up one way or another. Might as well crack up laughing than crying. You know? On a serious note, those two, I want to take a minute, if it's okay, if you don't mind, to you and Trim Radio. Victoria Smith and I'm going to mess up his name, Rascala.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh my gosh, you were so patient with me trying to walk me through the studio. And you can see when I tried to go on tonight, I'll probably need a little bit of homework. But seriously, I want to thank you for continuing to pester me, encourage me.
I pestered you because I saw you with some of your things. I believe it was on Facebook about the broadcasting school in Dayton, Ohio. And you were doing that. And I thought, hey, now she would be good on the network. And here I am at the Lighthouse Cafe on, what was it, on a Sunday, I believe. And
I came in after church.
Yep, and you were in there, and we talked a little bit, and I thought, no, she's going to be good. And so I pestered the heck out of you for, I don't know, probably 2 months. I said you were going to be good, and we would love to have you on the network. Well, guess what? Now you're here, okay?
Thanks to you, and like I said, Trim Radio, this is a blessing, such a blessing, Stu. I did go to, and by the way, speaking of broadcasting school, I am proud to say that in my recovery at 68 years old, I graduated from the International College of Broadcasting in Dayton, Ohio, Mr. McLemaster School, best guy ever. I had no intentions of entering broadcasting school. One of my friends was a student there and had an assignment and needed to interview someone professional. So lo and behold, he called me, and I ended up co-hosting a radio show there for 3 years with Randy Oliver, my co-host. It was called People Helping People. And I've got a lot of our favorite, most popular guest coming on. Let's Talk About It, too. I have one lady who was a prostitute in Miami 18 years ago. And she got clean, and now she got the President's Award for her work raising awareness to opioid addiction. And she runs a Fortune 500 company. All kinds of people like that I was blessed to have on the radio show. So I'm looking forward to this podcast, and God's been preparing me for it, Stu. So
I'll tell you what. I didn't think that I would have listeners all over the world, but when I was with another network out of Columbia, South Carolina, we were not international. We were on the web, but it was kind of a local deal. And I did that for probably 5-6 years. And then we switched, and Michael said, hey, I'm doing a whole new network and doing something different. I said, hey, count me in. And so we've been doing the Money and Change show every Sunday. And then plus my world has been for about the last 5 years having fun doing that. But I'll tell you what, you find out that you're going all over the world. I've got listeners in Myanmar, which they used to call Burma. You know, when we were growing up, they said Burma. Now it's Myanmar. And I've got listeners in South Africa. I've got listeners in Kenya. I've got people in Europe. I've got people in North America. But I'll tell you what, I don't have anybody telling me that they're from Iceland.
uh-oh, we got to go get him.
We have to. And they speak excellent English there, too.
Yeah, they do. I have a lot of listeners in Turkey and Germany and Kenya also. I was surprised at how far technology reaches now. It's insane. It's wonderfully insane.
As long as they can speak and understand English, that's great, because I don't know very much Swahili, and what I knew would get me kicked out of a bar.
I'm still trying to learn English from hillbilly to English. Southern. I'll settle for Southern.
I want to tell you something. Speaking of Southern, remember I told you I was going to do this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we were going to talk about Southern. Let me see here if I can get back to that. And, we're going to talk about Southern, all right.
Be all careful what you say. I am Southern. I'm a Kentucky Wildcat still.
I want to tell you this. I want to tell you this. I went to school when I graduated high school. I first started at Morehead State University in Morehead, Kentucky.
Nice. I know exactly where that is. Been there many times.
Their accent in Kentucky is different than any place else.
Yeah. Yeah. And just Kentucky, if you go, I'm from Corbin, Kentucky. So if you go just across the line to Jellicoe or Ovalle, Tennessee, it's different there too. Just across the line. It's crazy.
It is. And it's amazing what a couple miles will do. You know, we had people from Parkville and Louisville.
Louisville. Yeah. We call it Louisville.
And so when I saw this, I thought, hey, I've got to play this tonight because you're going to get a kick out of it.
Okay.
Let me bring this up here, because this is a Southern lady talking about money on this.
Good. One.
Okay. Let me see if I can bring this one up.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's see if I can get the voice going. Play.
So broke, I can't afford to pay attention. My wallet's emptier than a politician's promises. I'm so broke, I gotta send the roaches next door to eat. I'm so broke, the ducks threw bread at me. I'm so broke, the mice started donating their cheese. I'm so poor, the ATM just gave me the middle finger. So broke, robbers broke into my house and left me money. I'm so broke, I owe myself money. So poor, I'm washing paper plates. I'm so broke, my chicken only gave me half an egg. I ain't even got a pot to throw it out of. I've got just enough dollars to keep my wallet from floating away. I'm so broke, I can't afford to pay attention.
Yep. I saw that. This is good. Now here's another one.
Was that an accident? This tastes like a dare. This tastes like you cooked it in the dark. You sure this ain't a recipe for making rocks? I can't tell if I need a fork or a chisel. This tastes like it was made out of spice. Creative. My heavens, this has a texture of a yoga mat. Tastes like you set the oven to hope for the best. Did you plan for it to taste like this? Or
yeah. I'll tell you what. The funny thing was, when I was at Morehead State, we had a gal that was in the cafeteria. We all ate in the cafeteria. And I was there for dinner one night. And I'm going down the line. And this lady was from Pikeville. And she was a serving lady there. And she goes, "Hi, y'all want some corn?" I said, "No, I don't want any corn. Y'all want some peas?" No, I don't need any peas. You want some salad? I'll have a little bit of that." And then she'd go down, she'd say, "You want some hamburger steak with some gravy on it?" I'd say, "Yeah." And she says, "Anything else?" And I said, "Yeah, I think I'll get one of them there helpings of peas."
Peas.
Hey. And she gave me the dirtiest look. I just...
Oh, yeah, you imitate them. As a Southern person, you're going to get smacked. You better step back.
She was so short, she couldn't climb over that serving table and nail me. I apologize. It was a comical moment. I had to do it, you know.
That's funny.
All sweet people down in Morehead, Kentucky. I could tell a bunch of funny stories about that.
Yeah, but Southern people are awesome.
Yeah, they are, and they can be funny. They can be kind, and going to school down south was an experience. And then I decided to go to school across the river at Xavier and University in Cincinnati. It's a totally different area there.
Yeah, across the bridge. There you go. See, right across the line.
That's right. Two different cultures all together.
It was
amazing being in classes with nuns.
Oh, yeah.
Being in classes with nuns. And they people would say, well, how was it? I said, well, I was looking to see if they were carrying that metal ruler to slap on your knuckles. But those people could really take a joke.
Yeah.
I could tell some good stories about that, too. But I can't censor myself. Well, anyhow. What else is going on with your show? How many other people are you going to have on?
Well, see, I have too many to number, but I have another man. His name is Paul Caber. He is a Dayton man, and he caught my interest with his music video. It's called The World of Blues. He has a group called PC and the Final Verdict. He entertains all around Dayton, Cincinnati. He's been at the Fraze Pavilion. I mean, his history is amazing. He's done records with Motown. What caught my attention, Stu, was in the video, it showcases the violence in Dayton, and it brings awareness to the violence in Montgomery County. And what he's doing is just a beautiful thing, giving back. He's a great man, and he has a really interesting story, stories of being on the road and things like that. So that'll be fun. And I have a psychotherapist. Her name is Alexa Servadidio. She did my radio show, and she's absolutely amazing. She deals with grief, which is something that I'm very familiar with, having lost my only child in 1990 when he was 18 years old. But she also covers a lot of other things that I've been through, like domestic violence, things like that, the loss of a child, addiction, health issues. I won't even try to go on, so many things. But so that'll be an interesting interview, of course. And where else do I go here? Let's see. so many. God has put so many amazing people in my life, and I can't wait to share them in video. Radio is one thing, but video is, gosh, I'll have to do my makeup still.
I want to do makeup.
You don't have your makeup on?
No, I don't do makeup.
Wow, you look like that without makeup.
Yeah.
Good job.
I hit a button here and I can fix my face a little bit.
Oh, you got to teach me how to do that. I've been trying to fix my face for 6 or 2 years.
People always said, you got a face for radio.
Yeah, I get it.
And you know how I got into this, really? When I was going to school at Findlay, we started up a radio station for the campus, and there was a bunch of us that got together. And we thought, we need to have a campus radio station. Well, somebody conned the dean and the president out of a few things, and we were given a small room to set up our broadcast station, and we had stuff coming in. We had somebody was a good con artist, not me, but... he got a couple of transcription turntables from WLW in Cincinnati.
Nice.
And those were the big ones. And so we had that, and we had a reel-to-reel Tandberg recorder that we had there. And we got a bunch of free records.
Nice.
And we would play that, and we would do all different types of skits. And I had a gal that came on my show with me for a while. And it was a nut house. It was totally insane. And we would start the show at, I believe it was 4 o'clock, and I had to get to the dining hall in the next building because they closed at 6:30. So I had to get there at 6. And we would do the show and finish up, and then somebody else would come in and do their show, and they were all live. We right. never recorded our shows and stuff, but it was a zany time of it. I mean, I could tell you some crazy stories about that.
I'll bet.
That's where we started my junior and senior year. And now it's a full-fledged, it went from VFC, Voice of Findlay College, to WLFC, and they have much bigger studios now, and they're 24/7, and nice. It's a good deal. But that was the start, and I didn't do anything after that until, gee whiz, 10 years ago about 10 years ago with WCET in Columbia, South Carolina. And then Michael said, let's try something different. We're going to do the Trim Radio Network. And so we have a lot of shows, and I always talk about the shows, and we've got more coming on. Peter Kling is doing Revelation.
Nice.
I've known Peter for about 10 years, so he's going to be doing that. You're going to be doing your show, and there's one more that just came up, and so we'll get your show on the Wall of Fame with all the shows and everything, and it'll be great.
I knew one day I'd be on some Walker Hall of Fame, but I wasn't sure what it would be for.
Well, the only thing I get on is the Wall of Shame, you know.
It's that's more my speed, I think, still.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm just starting to do interviews.
Yeah.
You're a pro at it. You've done so many interviews. How many interviews have you done in 3 years?
Oh, my gosh. Weekly. So what is that? 160 maybe? Something like that. But, you know, I ended up... didn't finish saying when I went to help my friend do the interview before I left. Tommy Collins, my radio teacher and Michael Master, said you got to do this show with Randy. And when I started seeing what they offered, Stu, I learned video. I learned radio so much about radio, and having Tommy Collins as a teacher and Kevin Fodor, Jason Michaels. That was my very first night at ICB. I met Jason Michaels. So I was taught by some very wonderful people. The technical part of it, oh boy, I'm glad my teachers like me. I may not have that diploma.
the magical board and the slides you have to mess with.
Goodness. Oh, there's so many people have no idea. It's like writing a book. Here, cheap plug. Can you see it? A book. Cheap plug. It's like when you pick my book up to read it, I think it's like a 3 or 4 hour read. I didn't want it to be too long. And you don't realize how many hundred hours went into writing this little book and editing it and changing the flow and this and that. And same thing with radio. The first time I did a recording and went through and edited it and took out like 7.5 minutes probably of ums. But when I learned how to put the music behind the voice and sweeten it up and say, I fell in love. I fell in love with radio and technology. I still can't cut, copy, and paste anything, but hey, I can produce a radio show.
Well, I'm doing this one, you know.
That's right.
The one thing people say, well, how do you do it? And I say StreamYard, and StreamYard is pretty easy to use. And
I was amazed.
As long as you can hit the buttons at the right time.
Yeah. Well, I've hit a few buttons at the wrong time too in the past, and that's probably not good either. So,
well, you know, I mean, here you are popping in on my show before your time, and I'm like, well, it's good. People are saying, he's got a live one. Well, yeah, you know,
it's never boring with me, for sure.
And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So, your show's going to be. Your show is going to be on Fridays at 8 p.m., right?
Tuesdays.
Huh?
Tuesdays. at 8 p.m.
Fridays.
No, Tuesdays, when everybody's chilled and not busy. They can just tune in and have a good time. It's better than what's on TV on Tuesday nights, probably. I don't watch much TV, but that's probably why, because there's not much I care to watch on it.
We have archives. And your shows will go into the archives. And people can see the reruns. And what I'm going to do after this show is over, you know, it goes to YouTube and it goes to Rumble, among other places. But with YouTube and Rumble, what I do is I take this show, the video of it, and I go to that site. I watch the show afterwards to see how I screwed up, you know.
And,
you know, I'm like, oh, you mean I did that? And, oh, my God. Anyhow, so what I do is I take that and I take the link and copy and paste it to the My World page, and it shows up there. And if YouTube is slow getting it up there, I can go to Rumble the next day, copy and paste that one and put it in. So you have two different options there, and we've got more than that.
Oh, Victoria told me how many platforms it's going to go out on. I'm just overwhelmed at everything they're doing for me there. I mean, you couldn't ask for more. If anybody wants to do a radio show, the Trim Radio is it. I'm telling you. They're amazing people.
Now,
and my new logo. Oh, Stu, did you see my logo, Victoria?
I haven't seen it yet.
It's perfect for me. It's two big red lips, right? And they got like a big microphone right in the middle of the mouth. And it's spitting out all kinds of stuff, you know, just like we're going to talk about on Let's Talk About It. So it's perfect for me. You never know what's going to come out of my mouth. So
how do you get the lipstick off the microphone?
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's not my problem. I put it on, not take it off. You do your own microphone. Take your own lipstick off of it still.
You won't find any lipstick on my microphone at all. You know?
I think I'll stay away from your mic.
Mine is in a Nexigo cam. And I've got the table mic, you know, the big table mic.
Yeah.
But the Nexigo mic is really good, and it's a 4K camera, and it works. It does a really good job. So anyhow, you know, we have a little bit of fun. I think we have somebody in the comments section. I want to check and see who's in the comments. Oh,
what are they saying?
Jerry's in here. He's here every night. He's saying that the microphone is low. I don't think so.
I don't have my professional microphone hooked up, so I'm hoping it can hear me okay. Oh, I usually have a big mouth.
He's probably saying, Stu, your microphone is low.
Oh.
But it isn't as far as my settings. Sorry, Jerry. You know, we'll change it.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's asking some questions, and he says, "Hi, Stu and Dora, how are you doing? And does Dora live in Piqua? And Stu, your microphone is low." Well, Jerry, if you're listening, we're having fun here, and turn your volume up.
And I do live in Piqua. I was born in Kentucky, in Corbin, Kentucky. And my mom and dad divorced when I was a baby, and my mama brought me to Piqua, Ohio, when I was just a little toddler. I think maybe just under 2 years old. So I grew up here till I was 23. I lived in all around, mostly in Dayton, but I was in Arizona, several places. And then I ended up coming back to Piqua when I was 43, and I was married to Paul Sherry. For the car guy for 15 years. And then I stayed in Florida for a while, and 6 years ago came back here. And it's one of the best decisions I ever made, Stu, was to come home. When I went into recovery from opioid addiction, I struggled with, what do I do now? Where do I go? You know, Lord, what, help me. And all I could hear was go home. And I thought, Piqua, oh my God, we'll go back to Bancroft. And it's amazing living here. I have people that I've known since first grade, you know, and I'm 70 now, so that's a long time. I love the people here. I have so many, I've been loved on so much here. And so I'm glad I came back here, and I'm glad I live in Pittsburgh. So does that answer the question?
Well, I think you like the town.
Yeah, I do. I love my town. I love the people in this town. You know, it's funny. You can post something. I'm all about writing positive and everything. And I will post something real positive sometimes. And it's funny to me how many people come in and like poo-poo on it. You know? And I think, you know, if you're unhappy in this town, then you're just unhappy wherever you are. And because, you know, we're building our stores downtown. It looks beautiful. And with the Christmas decorations, oh my gosh. It is great. I mean, I'm proud of us.
Have you seen the public library in the big lobby?
Recently or altogether?
No.
Did they change it recently?
Recently, it's decked out for Christmas, and boy,
oh, I bet. Yeah. Hey, you know what? My books are in that library.
Are they?
Yeah, I never thought when I was growing up in Shawnee on the wrong side of the tracks that I would have books in the public library one day. Also, my first wedding, I'm a wedding officiant, and my first Ohio wedding was at the library.
Did they get a free book?
Me?
No.
Did they? Oh, I give everybody a book, Stu. I go to the ER, I throw a book in my pocketbook. No good author goes anywhere without a book.
I'll tell you what. I think my famed author was writing the Wrinkle City Gazette.
Wrinkle City Gazette.
Yep. Since I live in Wrinkle City, that's for retired people. I did a spoof on that. I did that for about 10 years. It was a freebie. I never made any money on it because it was all hypothetical stuff. And it was, I forget what the motto of that was. Anyhow, it was free.
That's because you were in Wrinkle City. That's how we do when we're wrinkling and in that city. We forget things.
You can't afford anything else, right? Well, anyhow, yeah. what a deal here. I'll tell you what. If you get a chance, everybody that's watching the show, check Dora's show out on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. And it's called
Let's Talk About It with Dora Sherry. And you can find me on Facebook under Dora Sherry Author. You'll see, I think I have a copy of Reflections of an Angel on my cover photo right now. And if you, I didn't write the book to sell it, and I don't promote it. But if anybody wants a copy of it, they can get a hold of me on Facebook, or they can buy it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, too. You can Google my name. My granddaughter told me I'm Googleable. How you like that, Stu? But you can put my name in. Just put it in your search bar, and my books will come up, and all kinds of embarrassing things, probably. Who knows? You can't do anything anymore and get away with it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
We've had so much fun tonight, Dora. You know, it's amazing that you're joining us. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting. And I don't know, a lot of people say, well, Pitt was a, I don't know about that town. Tell you what, it's a good place to live, good walking trails, good community, great people. And you're one of them.
Aw, God bless you, Stu. You too, right back at you. Thank you.
Well, we try to behave ourselves. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. I try to be good. I don't know if I try to behave.
Well, I'll tell you what. We about have to wrap this show up here.
Yes, I have to go pick my sister up at work at 9 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to be standing out there going, where my sissy go?
Well, you tell your sister I said hi, and we will go ahead and see you on Tuesday, okay?
That's right. I think I'll start probably January 6th. I think that's the day, the first Tuesday in January.
Okay. All right.
And probably I'm hoping it'll be our champion, China Smith.
Good deal.
Yeah. Right.
We'll talk with you then. Okay.
All right. Peace out, Lou. Thanks.
Bye. Wow. We had some fun tonight. And she's a great person. So you have to watch her show. Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Starting, I think she said January 6th. So with that, guys, that's all I've got. Just a reminder that for Money and Change, it will be an encore edition this Sunday because of the concert. And we will be at the Piqua Baptist Church. And we normally have a pretty good crowd there, and there's refreshments afterwards. So if you want to see a bunch of old people, not old people, but a bunch of people playing good music, there are some professional musicians in that group. Unfortunately, I'm not one of them. But anyhow, we have some good people in there. A great director with Gail Ahmed. She's been doing this for 45 years. Can you imagine that? But anyhow, that's coming up Sunday at 7 p.m. And Piqua Baptist is on West High Street, I believe, in Piqua, Ohio. So you got to check it out. With that, have a good week. Don't get stressed out with Christmas shopping or anything like that. Just chill out and have a good week. And hopefully you learned something tonight and had some fun. With that, guys, that's all I've got. Have a good week. We'll catch you next week. See you.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.